tune up your ears now because we're going to do shrink wrap. And let me just get our little theme music going.
Because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you. Because instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
Oh, you know they are. Three heads are better than two, and we're going to prove it today.
Okay, good morning. This is a fictitious dramatization, and any resemblance to reality is pure coincidence.
Well, I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you really sounded stressed out on the phone. What's going on?
Well, you see, I got myself in a jam, and it's really hitting me hard right now.
Well, what happened?
Well, here it goes. I hope she doesn't get all "I told you so" about it. Well, you see, I graduated last June. I signed up for a Visa card. Mm. I was amazed that I even got it. Mm-hmm. I was working at the pool, and I figured, you know, I would have some money to spend. Well, I bought myself a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, well, you know, I can pay it off over time, you know, maybe $20 a month.
Right, that's how it goes. So, how much debt did you get into?
Well, at first, a few $100s. But then it grew like a pile of weeds.
A pile of weeds. Wow. Yeah. Well, how did that happen?
Well, one thing was I started treating my friends to meals. I brought CDs. Mm. I bought 3 iPods. Ugh. Like every time I saw a new upgrade, I get this rush, like butterflies in my stomach. And I just clicked and spent.
Right. That internet can really just suck you right in. So, you know, when I was a kid, we had television. Now you're really vulnerable with that internet, all those ads. So you went on a binge, did ya?
Yep, sure did. Mm. And I came back from the bank, and I wanted to see if I could get a loan with lower interest so I could pay it off.
Oh, wow. I'm really glad he tried to deal with it because he's like trying to not beat himself up, but he is. I hope this will make him feel good, something positive about himself because he looks so shook up. Hey, well, you know, that was really good thinking.
Yeah, but the bank clerk didn't think my application would be approved. She said I needed more income before they would think I would be able to handle my loan payments.
Okay, so what next?
Well, I feel so crappy. And my parents are freaked out. First thing I hear was, "We told you so."
Well, I know that didn't make you feel calm.
I feel my skin is crawling. Like I have bed bug bites. Ugh. How am I gonna get out of this? What a jerk I was.
Okay, well. Well, you know, you keep saying things that make me realize that you really do want to get out of it. So, like, let's think from there. You know, you're not exactly laying in the middle of the street asking for handouts, right?
Yeah, well, but I don't know. It's hard to get jobs with someone my age, and it's I don't exactly have advanced skills. She probably has no clue about how I could get myself so messed up. What good is it to talk?
Okay. Well, look. I get that it's really hard. It's really a drag. And maybe your anxiety is getting in the way of solutions. Like, have you thought about getting a few small jobs, maybe moving some wood or walking dogs? You know, it probably isn't going to be your dream job. I can guarantee that. But over time, you could earn some money, like maybe $50 a week or so, and then you could apply that to your debt.
Yeah, I guess, but that would be slow.
Well, yeah, at first. But, you know, as you apply payments, I'll bet you'll feel empowered.
Hmm.
Yeah, like you're actually taking care of yourself the best you can do. Look, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you're thinking, oh, what does she know? She's a working adult. So let me tell you, when I was in my first college semester, there in the front lobby were like all these big posters and visa applications. And I looked around and I filled one out. And 3 months later, I also felt like I had won the get out of jail free card. And I was buying like Beetle boots and albums and this really cool leather bomber jacket and, you know, whatever I wanted. It's really not hard to fall into that trap.
No kidding. Your parents didn't warn you?
Well, they didn't exactly know about it, and they weren't really involved in my life then, so I had to learn the hard way. I had to get a waitressing job and go to school, and I was exhausted, but, you know, I did it, and I didn't do that again.
I guess I see there's some hope, but I still feel worried and guilty for messing up. Maybe this is a good time for shrink wrap.
Maybe it is.
All right. Well, that was great.
That was great, you guys.
Great topic, and Ihan Goldberg suggested it and helped me formulate it, so kudos to you. Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, so I wanted to say, Ihan, your character was really kind of anxious and down, and but he was able to try to trust me, an adult friend, to talk this out with. So that was a really positive thing, and that put them both in a situation where they could start some problem solving, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's say we should take a look at what reactions and things that adults say are helpful, and what makes it worse.
Well, helpful for parents, just saying positive things to them and actually helping them out when kids are asking for help, or just, you know, just being there with some support. And,
Yeah.
So have you ever screwed up, Ihan?
Yep. Not with money, though.
But you've heard the whole range of how adults react, right? I mean, there is the I told you so syndrome. Is that at all helpful when you hear that?
Not really.
No.
Right. And
especially when it's behind my back.
We don't want to get too deep into it.
Yes, and you know, Ihan, that's really an excellent point, because child psychologists and family therapists say that it's really important to identify the positives, you know, because how else is somebody going to want to listen to the rest? I know even myself as an adult, if I tell somebody that I, you know, was troubled about something or messed up, and the first thing they say is, well, you know, did you think about doing it this way or that way? I just start seeing red, and I have to control that then.
Yeah. So instead of focusing on the fact that you made a mistake, the point is to get to the point where you're talking about, okay, here's your situation. How do you get out of it? What are steps you can take?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your character in that skit was very systematic about it. Well, get yourself some small jobs. It'll seem slow at first, but as you pay down the debt, it'll get better as you go.
Right. So my character... What did my character then do for you?
Oh, well, you gave some suggestions for me to maybe work out the situation, maybe get a job, right?
Right, like, but I want to ask the feeling question. So with my character doing that, how did that make you feel?
I felt a lot calmer, you know, like when I was explaining my situation and you didn't say anything negative about what was going on, so.
Right, so that allowed you to listen and do some problem solving.
Right, no judgment was involved.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, you stupid little kid. And then it ends with her character saying, hey, when I was your age, I made the same mistake.
Right, so then they had like a little, you know, they knew how it felt.
Yeah, there was a connection, empathetic connection.
Yeah, and good points. And I want to ask you, so Ihan, do you think teens need some basic help with budgeting?
Yes, I think kids these days do need to know about that, because it's just important to know how much money you have, even if you don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I balance my own checkbook, so I think it is important to know how the whole money system works.
Yeah. And I also think the whole seduction in advertising might be something important for parents and kids to talk about sometimes. You know, we heard this study on NPR this morning about researchers giving the drug oxytocin to people, and when they took it and watched ads, I believe, they were more prone to spend because it increased their empathy.
Yep.
They were so relaxed. And, you know, that's what advertising is about. They want you to buy. And with the internet, that makes kids and adults more vulnerable. It's in
Absolutely.
Your face.
And the whole credit system, which is what this is about, getting a credit card. And it seems like free money at the start. It's just like, wow, this little piece of plastic, you know, I've heard it said, it bend, but it don't spend.
A good point.
You can just keep using it. And, I mean, millions of people dig themselves into big holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's see. So, Ihan, in this role that you played, right, this kid who was really stressed out but trying, how did it feel to be in that kind of trouble?
Well, I definitely felt kind of real. Makes me not really want to get a Visa card, so I think I'm gonna stick to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely felt that this person that I was playing definitely felt that he knew the situation he was in, and yeah, I think he felt pretty stressed out.
Yeah. Well, that was great, and did a great job and had a great subject, so thanks so much for your participation in Shrink Wrap.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was very good. Nice, very good topic. Well acted. Enjoyed it. Really nicely written, too, and it made the points.
Right.
And money is a huge source of stress in our culture, and it helps when you get into trouble to have somebody there who will listen to you, not judge you for getting into trouble, help you get out of it. So, you know, if you're the person to whom somebody with money trouble comes, those are some tips on how to help them through it.
Excellent point.
Yep.
I agree. Okay, well, and if anybody out there is interested in shrink wrap, in helping write one, be on the show with me and Tim, please email me at shrinkwrap.rap@gmail.com or give us a call at the station, leave a message, and have a good day.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun having community members come in and participate in Shrink Wrap. That's what it's about. We talk about everyday situations, stuff that everybody gets into, and how we can help each other through our problems and also help each other enjoy the good times. So that's Shrink Wrap. Oh, I have to do this, though, before we get out of here.
Because I have got a thing that's unique and new to prove that I'll have the last laugh on you. Because instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.